Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, a huge feature of the Celtic Tiger era, spray tans are apparently making a comeback. But are the days of Ross Geller-style disasters and friends gone, though? I was reading Sally Foran writing about this in the Irish Examiner today, the number of different spray tans that are back on the market. Chelsea Tyler McGrain is a lifestyle content creator. Chelsea, you're very welcome to Lunchtime Live. Are you a fan?
Thank you so much.
Are you a fan of a spray tan, Chelsea?
I love a good spray tan, I have to say, I do. And I know you're saying they're making a comeback for me. They never left.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Do you know what it is? It's convenient. So for me, especially if I'm going on like holiday or I'm going to a wedding, to be able to go and have a professional spray it, so you don't have the stress of, like, for me, I have to get my husband to check my back, and normally he doesn't do the best job. I do laugh and say my back is not my business because you never get it right. So for me, going to a professional, they cover you, you make sure that everything is flawless. I just think it's the best.
Yeah, it's the only safe tan, you know, we should talk about as well, the fact that the fake tan is the only safe one, as they say. But for you,
exactly.
It never went out of fashion. You're always a fan of the...
Now, I would normally be a special occasion spray tan kind of girl, so a wedding or a holiday. And I think especially for holidays, because if you do your own tan, it kind of lasts maybe like 2 days if you're lucky. But if you do a spray tan, you'd get a full week out of it. Like, so
it's funny, I was away actually with a friend recently, and like that, she went and got a spray tan done, and I was kind of slagging her about it because I didn't realize people were still getting spray tans. Tan lasted the whole weekend.
Exactly. You don't even have to, like, I bring something with me maybe to top up, but for a holiday it's ideal. And as you said, every bit is covered, it's flawless. I couldn't rave about them enough. I love a good spray tan.
Marissa Carter, founder and CEO of Coco Brown Tan, is joining us here, Chelsea, on the line as well. So has it officially made a comeback, Marissa, or did it ever go out of fashion?
Oh goodness me, well, I have been spray tanning customers for over 2 decades.
Yeah,
over 20 years, and I can remember the shade scale for a spray tan went from, you could choose from either being Fanta orange or Cheetos orange. That was it. Like, there was no in between. And the spray tan formulas have come on now so much.
Why, what's changed
so far? Well, just the cosmetic chemistry has just gotten better and better and better. And, you know, I think Chelsea will agree, like, if she probably remembers her first spray tan, and I'm sure, yeah, like me, she was, yeah, like a tin of decking paint. And now if you get a spray tan, you will look just healthy, fresher, more radiant. Like, you can choose how dark you go, whereas years ago it was just one color. And now you can decide, okay, I want to be, you know, I want to look like I've spent 2 days in the sun, or I want to look like I've spent all summer in Saint-Tropez.
Just a little bit of a glow. My abiding memory of getting a spray tan, or getting them years ago, Marissa, is, you know, going into kind of the local beauticians at home, and the baggy t-shirts and the baggy leggings and tracksuit bottoms and flip-flops, for fear that, you know, you'd mark this paint that has been plastered onto you.
Yeah, and I mean, if you stood too close to your houseplants, you were like a sticky fly trap. Like, you were
stickiness of it, and the smell. Is the smell gone from them?
Goodness, absolutely. Yeah, like, there's new ingredients in tan now that takes away that smell. You don't get that awful smell at all anymore. Like, we've just developed, and the timing, I couldn't believe it when I saw that article that Sally had, because we've just launched a new spray tan formula, but it is in a bottle, a spray tan bottle that you can do at home yourself.
Sorry, you don't need a big tent or something for this, do you?
No, you just in your shower cubicle at home, and you can rinse the walls down afterwards. But it's a spray tan bottle, and the mist comes out exactly the way it would from a spray tan machine, but there is no electrics involved. It's a new bottle.
You say that because of a text in here from a listener who says that she gets, there's a mobile tanning clinic that goes round to people's houses, you know, with like a tent and the spray tan gun, and they'll spray it in your own home. I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's my preferred method, I have to say. I'm new to mobile yeah. spray tans, and it's the best. Cause
so they come to your house, like you said, Chelsea?
Yeah, because when you come out, as you said, you're in the baggy T-shirt, and then in Ireland, it's normally raining. So you're terrified to even get into your car, or the tan will be ruined. So for me, I love just the night before my holiday, I have someone come to my house, spray me, and then I sit and have a glass of wine and I'm ready for my holiday.
Gas. Broadcaster Suzanne Kane is with us as well. I believe, Suzanne, you were a spray tan user back in your day.
I love a sprayer, and I have to say about Marissa Carter, she is the OG of us girls growing up in the like late noughties, and we would go and get our spray tans, and Marissa was always a gal's gal, but always knew how quickly kind of spray tans were changing. Like she said, going from the orange to now you just look bronze, and her products kind of changed with us over the years. But I remember one of my pals being over, she was American, and I was telling her I was going for a spray tan. Honestly, like her jaw hit the ground. She was like, "You're going to spray a tan on?" I was like, "Yes. And when I come home, I will look like Magda from Something About Mary. But when I shower in the morning, I'll be golden." And she just couldn't get the concept that I was going somewhere for them to spray me, like Ross and Friends.
Yeah.
Have a lovely golden tan in the morning.
Keep
and now, in fairness, I have like transferred tan onto many of my children that have happened to maybe been feeding at the time or maybe getting to bed. I bought one of those suits, which you could buy years ago for you to sleep in so that you didn't transfer it onto your sheets of your bed.
This is like, the thing that's like a sleeping bag. My friend is one of these.
Well, like it was like a, you know, like a hazmat suit. That's the only way
she
I can
She gets into this
it, like,
after so, she puts on tan.
Yeah, you put it on. Now, and again, I agree
it's
with
It's like
Chelsea.
A morgue home, zip-up body bag.
Yeah, home tanning. Andrea, it'll change your life. Home tanning. Someone comes to your house, pop up tent, tell the kids no one's allowed into the kitchen for a couple of minutes. Like, literally.
Are you joking me?
There,
my whole house
sprayed.
Is white, Suzanne. Could you imagine this?
I'm fairness now. No, but I swear to God, you're in the tan, in a little tent, nothing goes anywhere. Say my kitchen's cream like. And even Joey, my husband, obviously works in the car business. And like, they have sprayers. I'm like, I'm telling you now, you're allowed to be deadly at a spray tan. Joey was great at doing my back because he had the knack of doing spray. But honestly, a sprayer makes you feel.
Sprayer.
Unbelievably better. I had to go, well, not had to go. We were going to Central Park in March, a subtropic swimming pool in that heat, in a pair of swimmers. Like, Andrea, it's jarring for
it's
women in their 40s.
Stuff.
Like, the heat. Like. So I was like, I'm getting a sprayer, like, because I know at least I'll have my tan on and I'll feel better.
Yeah.
So, like, they're a game changer.
Saoirse Hanley, a journalist, is with us, is out on the line as well. Are you a tan fan, Saoirse?
I am a wannabe tan fan. I'm someone who does it really periodically and then like really intermittently. And when it happens and when I do it, I'm like, this is the best. I've just lost 20 pounds overnight. I have suddenly become this like bronze goddess. Why don't I do this more? And literally last week I put tan on and I then kind of am now a week later in the usual cycle of being like, I don't understand the routine here. I think I'm supposed to be exfoliating now in preparation to do it again. I don't know. But I have in the past gotten a spray tan a couple of times. And I have only recently been thinking that now that I want to get back into being a tanning person, that it would be really great to have someone do it.
I can't many people getting spray tans. Like, this just has totally like, passed me by.
It is quite funny because I do have some friends that have never done it. And we've talked about it before and... You know, I've explained like, oh, you know, you just kind of stand there and you're basically stark naked and this person is just spraying tan on you. And then you come out this kind of luminous colour, but it'll wash off and it'll be gorgeous. And they're like, but you just stand in a tent naked. And I'm like, well, yeah, it is weird, all right?
Or have
but
these
you don't
wee
really
disposable kind of paper.
Yeah, your little underwear
and
stuff.
That you wear, yeah.
But like, I remember, like, I used to get spray tans when I was younger, when I was living at home in Cork. With someone who was like a beautician out of her kind of spare, like kind of a shed kind of a thing. Mm. So she's someone that I knew at home. And like, I wouldn't know her very well, but I would know her to chat to. And she'd do my nails and she'd do my eyebrows. And eventually I got her to start doing spray tans. And that was a bit weird thinking like, you've really seen most inches of my body as I've stood in your kind of, in your shed at the back of your mom's house while you sprayed me down with tan. But the results were always great. And like that, I'd be very similar as a lot of Irish people that like, for me, it would be before a holiday or before a big event because I'm just, there's no way I'm tanning at all, really. It's not happening. At the moment, I have
I've got
a bad burn on my arm and it has tanned and that's the only thing that's tanned on me. So if it's not a spray tan or a fake tan, it's not happening.
Are the sticky feet covers, Suzanne, are they still part of the process?
There's nothing more humbly than finding yourself, and if there happened to be a mirror, which they should be banned from the rooms that you get tanned in, standing there in a pair of paper, which essentially is a string, nothing else on, with your hair in a hairnet, especially if you're blonde. My friends are fond who have to double up on that, with your feet stuck to these little black things and you're just standing there. But also, by the way, if you go for spray tans like I would do for occasions or anything like that, or make myself feel good before a holiday, but you just know the deal, right? You stand up, insta thing, it's freezing cold, so all you've lost all dignity. It's almost like having a baby. Leave your dignity at the door, right? You stand there and she's like, turn to the side, and you turn to the side, put your arm out, put your arm out. Knuckles, turn to the front, chin up. And they're like, are we doing the face? You're sure we're doing the face. Do the face. Hold your breath.
And wait for the puff of the spray to land on you. And there's quite a few people as well, Chelsea, getting in touch talking about spray tans and they're tacky and how are they still a thing. But I mean, obviously from chatting to all of you guys today, they're very much a feature.
Yeah, no, definitely. And as Marissa said, like, there's so many options now. So like, you can pick what kind of undertone you want. Do you want more of an olive glow? So the days of it only being a luminous orange are definitely gone. So yeah. I definitely recommend for people to try them if they haven't in a long time, because I couldn't live without them.
Yeah, the mobile tanning unit to your home is the bit that has kind of blown my own mind today. I wasn't even aware that was a thing, but there you go. Marissa Carter, founder and CEO of Coke O'Brien, Suzanne Kane, Saoirse Hanley and Chelsea Tyler-McGrain, thanks a million for joining us in the programme today. Email if you want to join us. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.